the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
It was a busy weekend sports-wise, and to catch us up on all of the action, fresh from a trip to Scotland where he did what can only be described as a Frankie Boyle impression, looking at his Facebook Live videos. It's Colleen Duffy, sports journalist with FM 104. Hello, Colleen.
Well, thanks very much. Frankie Boyle, is that the actor from Fresh Meat?
No, he's a comedian.
Oh, no, sorry, the comedian guy,
yes.
Yeah.
He used to be on Mock the Week. Yeah. I have to say, you're rocking a beard that resembles kind of his current look. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we'll have to work on the beard front. But definitely it was a busy weekend as usual. The Shinty Hurling, as you mentioned, in Scotland. I was also at the Roscommon Senior Football Final. But from a Shinty Hurling perspective, it was a disastrous result for Ireland because we lost 12-5 in the Senior International. And that was Ireland's worst ever scoreline. The first time in 20 years that we didn't get a goal. It was a very disappointing match from an Irish perspective. Sorry, 14-5. I think I may have said 12 there. 13 of those points came from Kevin Bartlett, a man who won Scotland's equivalent of the All-Ireland title when it comes to Shinty last year. A rare title for them. He's been an outstanding player for both his club and his country over the last couple of years. But it was a very disappointing Irish display when you look at the likes of Shane Dooley from Offaly, who had plenty of experience in the hybrid code over the years. He only managed a point on Saturday afternoon, and the scores were not coming Ireland's way. There was some good positives, though, some excellent defensive displays. Leishman Owen Riley, who was team captain, put in a solid performance between the posts, failed to concede a goal, which was a positive note for Ireland. But overall, Irish manager Jeff Linsky, very disappointed in the end. He felt his side should have got a lot more from this game. He was also given out a bit about the hybrid rules. There's been a lot of tweaks to the rules over the last couple of years, and he felt that a lot of those tweaks have now favoured Scotland, and that was some of the reason why they won the game on Saturday. Ireland also had a disallowed goal early in the second half as well, and 10-3 behind at half time. And then with that disallowed goal, they faced an uphill task after that and only managed to score 2 points in the second half. They had a lot of wides as well. Very disappointing scene display from the Irish. But there was good news for the under-21s. They were 30 points at 17 winners over Scotland. It was 4-18. 2-11, if memory serves me correct, and if those maths are right, which I think they are.
Yeah, not too bad. I suppose from Shinty to hurling, then a lot of club action at the weekend.
There certainly was. In the Waterford final, I suppose, that was the third game on TG Cahir, and Ballygunner reigning supreme. A very comprehensive display from them over passage in that Waterford final in Walsh Park yesterday afternoon. It was tight. Passage led early on, but then Ballygunner just took control and they were comfortable winners in the end. St. Rhinus in Offaly bridged a 23-year gap. They had a 4-point win over Burr in that decider. Plenty of celebrations there last night. There was a first ever title in Leash for Boris Kilcotton. Of course, we talked a couple of weeks ago how there was a cracking drawn decider, 2-26 each between them and Rathdowney Earl, and it was a first title for Boris Kilcotton. Of course, the clubs of Boris and Ossory and Kilcotton coming together in the last couple of years. The last time Boris and Ossory won a senior title in Leash was 1972, and the last time that Kilcotton won was way back in 1929. So again, plenty of celebrations to report from there. Still a couple of county finals to come, of course. We've got the Dublin Senior Hurling Finals to come, the Clare Senior Hurling Final replay, Mayo's final between Ballyhonis and Turin finished in a draw yesterday. Kiltale were winners over Killine in Meath. In Westmeath, honours went to Raharney. They beat Clonkill. So plenty of action on a hurling front as well. And also, of course, plenty of action on the football side of things.
Yes, Roscommon Senior Final That took place at the weekend, and in Clare, Cavan and London as well.
Yeah, big wins in those counties. I suppose if we maybe touch on a final closer to you, firstly, and St Kiernan's London champions for the very first time in their history. And I know they were celebrating till the early hours of this morning. They're probably still celebrating right now, Anthony. And, you know, it's a big deal when you win a first ever title. And I suppose for lads that are overseas as well, you know, they gel together quite well. They're living in each other's pockets. They're working together and living together, and they get to know each other quite well. It was a bit of a surprising manner of victory. I suppose there was a bit of a shock. They beat Tyrconnell Gaels, who've been kingpins over the last couple of years in London. It was 12 points to 5, if memory serves me, the scoreline there in the end. And of course, they march on now to the All-Ireland Club Quarter Final, which will take place before Christmas. And I suppose, thinking of that, a team who beat the London champions last year, Clonmel Commercials, they exited the Tipperary Championships at the weekend. And we've already seen, of course, Ballyboden St Enda's fall in Dublin as well. Cur Finn retained their Galway title, though, so they're on the march towards Croke Park yet again. They were victorious over Salt Hill Knocknacarry yesterday. And of course, in Roscommon, as you mentioned, it was a very tight final there, the game that was live on TG Carr. Well, it didn't look tight early on. 7-1, former All-Ireland club champion St Bridget's led after about 20 minutes or so. But slowly but surely, Park Pierce's came back into contention. We had a real cracker of a second half. And then St Bridget's, with two goals towards the end, Ian Kilbride and Dara Donnelly, the vice-captain, ensuring that St Bridget's were crowned champions, of course.
And outside of GAA, we had golf the weekend. Paddy Carrington winning the Portugal Masters, first European Tour victory since 2008. And also rugby news as well at the weekend. European Rugby Champions Cup, a few games taking place there.
Some big wins at the weekend, I suppose. And, you know, really just to focus in on something that we talked a lot about in detail last week, I suppose. Anthony Foley, obviously, his funeral took place during the week, and a lot of emotion still raw and hanging around, I suppose. And there was nice touches from the various teams over the weekend. Obviously, Munster, there was plenty of respect shown, and memories exchanged of Anthony over the years and within the Munster game at the weekend. And it was nice to see Tolman Park arrange the seats to show 8 Axel 8 in white lettering across the stand. That was quite nice, I thought. Also, the Munster guys, the Leinster guys went out wearing red T-shirts with Axel 8 on the back as well. So that was a nice touch. But certainly it's onwards and upwards for the Irish side, I suppose. There's a lot of tough action at the minute, and into the Pro 12 now, back next weekend, I think, or the weekend after. But it's certainly busy times, because in one sense they're trying to focus on these big European ties, and in another sense they're trying to climb up the ladder in terms of the Pro 12. So this is really, really where the panels, the strength of the panels, come into play. And hopefully now we can continue to have some good results over the next few weeks.
Yeah, and just from the weekend, Connacht 52, Zebra 7, Montpellier 22, Leinster 16, Ulster 19, Exeter Chiefs 18, and Munster winning their game against Glasgow Warriors 38-17. Keith Earl sent off very early in that game for Munster. News in today as well, Joe Smith has signed a new contract to remain as Irish Rugby's head coach. Is that a surprise?
Not really a surprise. I suppose it's just the news that everyone was hoping would be confirmed, and thankfully it has been. I mean, it reminds me a lot of Martin O'Neill and the Irish soccer setup. You know, O'Neill was hanging on maybe for a while before he signed the contract, but things were definite. It's just that there was no contract signed. And I suppose similar with Joe Smith, he's been very committed to the Irish cause over the last couple of years, and obviously with Leinster before that, he managed Mullingar in Westmeath before that again. So he's been very committed to Irish rugby at all levels over the last couple of years, and it's brilliant to note now that he'll be around until the end of that campaign at least. And I wouldn't be surprised if his contract is further extended after that, because he's certainly enjoying his time with Ireland, as are his family also as well.
Perfect. Colleen, listen, thanks again for updating us on the weekend's action.
No problem. Hope to talk to you next week. Halloween.
Cool. Slán go bhfuil. Slán go bhfuil.
From the heart of Brighton, a taste of hope.
People were like, thought I was making some kind of police joke or something. I was like, no, just, you know, I mean, you know, cop on.
That's so funny. Yeah, I don't even know where it comes from.
Brighton's weekly Irish radio show, What's the Crack? With Anthony Martin on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.